So, the little boy, as usual, is with his three friends, Scooby the dog, Kermit the frog, and the tortoise. But today, something strange has happened. A big box has arrived. It looks a bit like a present, but it's a present with a difference. It's got a bow, which makes it look like a present, but also the box has got holes in it. The little boy looks at the label and it says, "To Tommy." So Tommy says, "That's me." So he opens the ribbons, takes the lid off the box, and they all look inside. It's very dark inside the box, and initially they don't see anything, and then suddenly they see a pair of eyes looking up at them. And out pops a tiny little frog. It's a bit like Kermit, but much smaller. "Ah, isn't he sweet?" says Tommy, and lifts him out of the box. Scooby licks him, and they all say hello. Kermit, however, is not smiling. He looks at the frog, the little frog, a little suspiciously. And he says, "Who are you?" The little frog doesn't say anything. The little frog just sits there. And before anybody has realized anything, Kermit suddenly bites his leg. The little frog's on his back screaming. Tommy the boy looks in horror at Kermit. He rescues the little frog from Kermit's mouth and said, "Kermit, you're being very nasty. Scooby's angry, the tortoise is angry, everybody's angry. But Kermit doesn't care. He doesn't like the little frog. He didn't want him to arrive. He wants to be the only frog in this house." So off they go to play pirates. The little boy's got his hat and he's got his sword. Scooby's following his master. And the tortoise is giving both the frogs a lift on his back. Kermit is still not happy. This little frog is not his friend. He wants him out of here. He just wants to be the only frog. As he's walking along, he notices that the little boy is not looking. He notices Scooby is quite happily following the little boy. And so when nobody's looking, he takes one of his big legs and he just pushes the little frog straight off the back of the tortoise. The little frog bursts into tears, and immediately the little boy and Scooby turn around. "What have you done?" says Toby. But Scooby's snarling. Kermit is feeling a bit guilty, but he just sits there. He doesn't like this little frog. The little boy is angry with Kermit and says, "Okay, we're off to play pirates, and you're not invited." They find a piece of wood floating in the river, and so Scooby and the tortoise climb on board. The little boy puts the little frog on the raft, and they push off. Kermit is still unhappy. He doesn't want to be left behind, so he does one enormous jump and lands on the raft. Again, the little boy and Scooby aren't looking. They're looking where they're going. The tortoise is fast asleep, trailing a leg into the water. And so Kermit takes the advantage. And this time, with another big push of his huge leg, he pushes the little frog straight off the raft and into the water. The little frog lands with a splash. And Kermit sticks his tongue out. Ha! He's gone. Tortoise notices and immediately tells the little boy what's happened. Again, Kermit is definitely not popular. The little boy is shocked, the dog howls, the tortoise is staring directly at Kermit. But the little frog is gone. The raft has moved down the river quite a way, and they've lost the little frog. Immediately, they all start looking for the little frog. The little boy looks under lily pads. The tortoise looks inside an old rotten piece of wood. Scooby looks inside the reeds. He's very good with his nose to smell, but he still can't find anything. After an hour or two of searching, they finally give up. The little boy's in tears. He really liked the little frog. He was so cute and sweet. And now they're going to have to go home without him. And God knows what his mother is going to say. Kermit is left behind, and everybody is furious with him. Finally, they get home. The little boy lies in his bed. He doesn't think he's ever going to see the little frog again. Scooby tries to help a little bit by licking, because he knows that the little boy always gets a little happy if he licks him, but nothing. Then suddenly, there's a little noise outside the window, a little ribbit, ribbit. They all look up, and suddenly, with a big hello, in comes the little frog, flying through the window. He found his way home all by himself. Everybody's happy. He lands directly on the head of Kermit. Little boy thinks Kermit's going to be furious, but no, Kermit is quite happy to see the little frog. They finally made friends. Everybody's happy, and they have a new addition to their big circle of friends. They now have the new little frog.